Playhouse 74. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, we bring you the week's finest radio entertainment in Playhouse 74. This week, Playhouse 74 presents Triangle with Bells, which was specially written for radio by Sheila Hodgson. Rosemary Peters is a conventional young woman whom life seems to have passed by. Now over 30, she works all day in a public library and comes home each evening to a tiresome, demanding old mother. One night, she's woken by a telephone call from a strange man. He's dialed the wrong number, but from that moment, everything has changed for Rosemary. She now finds the telephone the most dominant factor in her life, and enters a new world populated by pretty, empty-headed young models and a fashion photographer, Dave Merrigan. Listen in a few moments to Triangle with Bells, produced by Rolf Jacobs.
Blast, I've done it.
Hello.
This is my pet nightmare. Forgive whoever you are.
This is 0648.
Yeah, this is Dave Merrigan, and I've just dialed the wrong number.
Do you know what the time is?
At a third stroke, it'll be pip, 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 pip.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Only because you're in London. Now, if you lived in a Mexican village, it'd be 5:30, and just time for a delicious drinky, I think.
I was fast asleep.
Yeah, and I'll wake you up. GPO have a lot to answer for. Who are you?
0648.
You got the sexiest voice.
What number do you want?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm looking for my bird. She seemed to fly. Opened her wings and flap, flap, flap.
You're drunk.
Rosemary, what's happened?
Go back to bed, Mummy.
I heard the telephone.
You'll catch cold.
It's about Aunt Catherine.
Hello?
Hello, 0648.
You've got the wrong number again.
I know. Be nicer to me.
When is Aunt Catherine Bliss? Is it the hospital?
It was a wrong number, Mummy.
Oh, you never tell me anything. You can't talk to her.
No, she's senile, of course.
Oh, she's old. And this telephone call, she'd have been upset.
Haversham Public Library, good morning.
I'm looking for a book by somebody called Roach or Beach. It's a romance, I think, or a thriller.
Oh, yes, madam.
It's an exciting story about a man who goes to Russia in a blue cover.
Yes, madam.
Well, you couldn't find it for me.
Well, not without some more information, I'm afraid.
Well, the author is called Roach or Beach.
And it's a thriller or a romance.
This call is for you, Miss Peters.
Well, look at it.
Hello.
Rosemary.
Yes, Mummy.
Well, I'm not feeling very well, dear. I don't suppose you would come home early.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. I bothered you.
And Miss Peters, you know you're not to take personal calls on the library phone.
Mummy, I'm at work.
Yes, that's a modern excuse, isn't it? Nobody cares any longer.
I'll see if I can come back at lunchtime.
Well, never mind. I should hate you to leave your job.
Mummy. Mr. Fender. Could I possibly take an hour and a half at lunch?
Why?
My mother isn't well.
Miss Peters, I realize you have domestic problems, but I wish you'd stop using your mother as an excuse. Please answer the telephone.
Hello?
Oh, 648, I hope.
Oh, not again. Look, it's past midnight.
I'm a good boy. I'm getting earlier. How are you?
I don't know you.
Dave Merrigan, remember?
Will you please stop calling this number?
Yes, I agree. It's ridiculous. What's your name?
Good night.
Don't ring off.
Asleep. But it might have woken her up, and twice running.
Well, I should complain to the post office. You could, of course, have left the telephone off the hook.
No, I can't. I've got an aunt in hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, the whole thing is so annoying.
Are the calls obscene?
No.
But if they are, it is, of course, a police matter.
But he just talks. I think he's lonely. And he's certainly drunk.
Well, I should go very carefully, Miss Peters.
I shan't answer it. That's all. I shall just let it ring. Oh, it's not fair. They invent things like the telephone and all they think is how useful. What a benefit to society. He's not alone. Well, almost alone. And anybody can telephone.
Rosemary,
the telephone. Oh, I'm sorry. I was asleep.
Well, answer it.
Oh, yes, yes. 0648.
Is it the hospital?
There's nobody there.
Well, they've given up. It was ringing for ages. What's the matter with you? You know I can't get out of bed quickly.
I expect it was a wrong number.
Why?
But we get a lot of them.
I expect it was very important.
Go back to bed, Mummy.
I shan't sleep.
But of course you will. Now go along.
People shouldn't use a telephone in the middle of the night. Not if it isn't important.
Now, Mummy, will you please...
Oh, all right, I'm going.
I just lie awake now, Mr. Fender, waiting for it to ring.
Well, I'm a great believer in hot milk.
Hot milk? I could try it, I suppose. But if Mummy heard me, it'd be just as bad. She'd wake up.
Havisham Public Library, good afternoon. Agatha Christie's latest book. Oh, I see. You want it renewed for 2 weeks. Yes. Well, I'm afraid you'll have to come in personally, sir. And don't forget to bring your ticket. Really, the things people want us to do. Well, Miss Peters, hot milk or no hot milk, you've got to get your sleep. Now, I always say...
Havisham Public Library, good afternoon.
Rosemary, will you be coming home soon?
You know what time I get home, Mummy.
Oh, you couldn't be a little early today.
I'll try.
I was just thinking, if that telephone goes again...
What?
At night, I mean your telephone. I should endeavour to trap him. Ask for information, a number.
Well, I've got his name.
Well, it may be false. A number's more reliable.
Oh, 648.
Hello?
What happened to you last night? Under tiles.
Did you ring?
Yeah, of course I rang.
I was asleep.
Yeah, like a dead. Come off it, ducky. You were whoopsing it up with some dishy lad.
I was not.
Husband? Lover? Ex-boyfriend? What's his name? Tell me.
Don't be silly.
What's your name?
Rosemary Peters.
Hi, Rosie.
I am never called Rosie.
By me you are. I've got you written down in my little book. Rosie, 0648.
Do you have a number?
I'm not a convict, ducky.
I might want to ring you in the middle of the night.
Oh, she's turning nasty. Got a pencil?
Yes.
Butterfield 4144.
4144?
Yeah, then your best course is to ring him in the daytime, Miss Peters, and explain that these calls must stop.
Yes.
They are disturbing and upsetting your mother. I should do it straight away.
All right.
And not on the library telephone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a public call box in the hall.
Merrigan Studios, can I help you?
Hello? Oh, is that 4144?
Merrigan Studios, good morning.
Could I speak to Mr. David Merrigan, please?
Well, I'm afraid he isn't in. Do you want to make an appointment?
No, it doesn't matter. Thank you. I might have been ringing the dentist. Do I want an appointment? Studio. Lives in a studio. He's a painter. Oh, no. No, that's strictly 1890. La Boheme and Tiny Frozen Hands. Films? Oh, they wouldn't suggest an appointment. I should have said yes. Yes, I want an appointment, and ask for the address. Would it be in the book? He may not be in the directory, but a studio. A photographer, of course. David Merrigan, Park Mews. Is Mr. David Merrigan in?
Just a minute, I'll go and see.
Take a seat. Thank you.
It's a super idea, darling. Now lean over at an angle. That's it. Now hang on to the tortoise's head.
Right. Where'd you get it?
Animal props. I'm mad about it.
Oh, thank
you. Now, come on, lift your arm. Yeah, that's better.
What am I doing here? I don't want to see him. He sees me. We'll better slip away.
Hannah,
that looks silly. Silly, suspicious. She might come back as I was halfway out of the door and scan. Faint of surprise. Polite. Oh, too late. Hello.
Good morning.
I got your address from the telephone book.
Say again?
I got your address from the...
Oh, hello, Midnight Lady.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this. I was curious.
Awful disappointment.
I imagine...
Yeah, something else. Bigger, brighter, better.
No, honestly.
Well, too late for changes now. This is me, all there is.
I'm...
Don't say you're glad to meet me. I shall spit.
Well, now we've met...
Will I stop telephoning? Yeah, of course.
That's rather silly.
Antisocial. I apologize.
I wanted you to know...
That my advances were unwelcome. Point taken, lady. Point taken.
Look, you don't want to telephone me.
No?
Dad.
Oh, hello.
Sweetie, I'm not going to hang upside down on a tortoise for the rest of the morning.
That's all right.
Is it? You get in there, darling, and see how you feel.
We'll wrap it up for the moment.
I've got a clip in the neck, spots before the eyes, and I've lost one of my eyelashes.
I must go.
No, don't.
This is serious. Get Sue to find my eyelashes. It'd be too grotty if someone overs them up. Goodbye.
No, please, wait.
Agent won't be very amused, love. I'm doing a head at 2:30. Oh, darling, do listen. I can hardly shout with only one eye.
Oh, get back to the tortoise.
But what sort of place?
Oh, very empty. High walls, draped in some kind of white cloth. A lot of cables and lamps.
Oh, interesting. There's a finer one and fourpence on this book, sir.
Yeah, sorry.
You haven't got anything smaller.
Yeah, will this do?
Oh, yes, well, thank you, sir. I have never been inside a photographer's studio.
Oh, chairs padded with torn velvet. Telephone on the floor. An empty bottle of wine.
But the models themselves, did you see...
Oh, one of them. Miniskirts and a bright orange feather boa. Have you noticed with modern girls, the head looks different. It's a different shape somehow.
They were fully clothed.
Black-ringed, hostile eyes. Elongated legs. Cold eyes.
This is a time of youth, Miss Peters.
Well, not so much of that. They make you feel... Well, not old. They're not so much old, but as if you had never been young.
Oh.
As if they were members of a secret society which had only just been invented.
London is increasingly decadent.
It would be difficult to talk to them.
They take drugs, too. Can I help you, madam?
I'm looking for the good cookbooks.
Ah, it's over there, madam.
Thank you.
You saw the man himself?
He was very ordinary. Small. Kind of beckoning smile.
And young, too.
No. He was about 40.
Oh. Did he apologize?
Oh, the model came in and it wasn't necessary.
At least after this, he won't repeat the performance.
Thank you.
0648.
Please stop doing this.
Were you disappointed?
You know who I am. You've met me.
Meaning what, lady?
I think we'd better say goodbye.
My Dolly Bird scared the pants off you.
Listen, the first time you dialed, you got the wrong number.
The line's crossed. What fabulous thought.
You got the wrong number, that's the point.
For me to decide. I made the call.
I'm not very good at conversation. I live with my mother.
She's asleep.
I work in the public library, and I'm over 30.
Will you have dinner with me?
Of course I will.
Of course, of course. I apologize.
It's too silly.
Eating dinner with me?
You wouldn't really like it.
You've got a maddening habit of assuming you know what I like.
In your sort of job?
Well?
It's an easy guess.
You work in the public library?
Yes.
Do you do nothing but read when you get home?
I watch television.
Come out to dinner instead.
I can't.
Pourquoi?
I haven't got any clothes.
Oh, super. I can't wait.
Shut up.
8 o'clock. Can I pick you up?
You've done that already, haven't you?
Where do you live?
You can't come here.
Then meet me.
I have to think of Mummy.
Meet me.
He asked for a meeting.
It seems unwise.
He asked me out to dinner, actually.
But you won't go?
No.
You said no. Havisham Public Library, can I help you? Ah, yes, madam. It can be renewed for 20 days. Can I have the reference number? Yes. Thank you.
It was difficult without seeming rude.
Oh, come. In my experience, I've never found... They say no. They say no all the time. With the greatest ease.
I've been to his studio already.
Or they say yes and don't turn up.
It wouldn't hurt just to have dinner.
That's what I tell them. They could surely do me the courtesy, but they giggle and back away.
I'm old enough to take care of myself.
And leave you standing on the pavement under the cold eyes of women shoppers.
I think I'll go.
Oh, you'll be disappointed.
Why?
Well, invariably is.
Oh, well, if it's a bad dinner, I'll walk out.
It's extraordinary.
What?
I was thinking, if I rang some unknown girl in the middle of the night and proposed... proposed?
I was an accident.
Nobody would believe it. I should, in all probability, be charged with causing a public nuisance.
Mr. Pender?
No, I should. Oh, I assure you I should. One law for the rich.
Oh, he isn't rich. If you'd seen that studio...
Oh, I'm not asking for sympathy. I am merely stating an obvious fact. Things are possible to certain men which are not possible to other men. For some reason.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Once took a postal course which offered social confidence for 2 guineas.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Pender.
I cannot say it was effective. Not really effective.
But could you give me some change?
Yes. Hello, yes.
It's me. Mummy, I'm going out to dinner tonight.
I don't understand.
I'm having dinner with a friend.
Is it something to do with the hospital?
No, just an invitation.
But when was this arranged? You didn't tell me. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm having dinner with a friend.
There's nobody I know, of course. Oh, I've heard you saying goodbye to them on the doorstep. You don't know how often I lie awake and listen. Who are you ashamed of, your friends or me?
When I bring them in, you don't like
it. Oh, yes, you can always blame me.
Oh, Mummy, you said it was a nuisance.
And I can't possibly prove you wrong.
I am going out to dinner.
Well, please don't hurry. I don't want you to come back early and say it's because of me.
Goodbye, Mummy.
Aren't you going to give me a telephone number?
What?
A telephone number where I can get you.
We're going to a restaurant.
Oh, I see. Well, I suppose it'll be all right. I don't expect anything will happen. I just feel safer if I know where I can get hold of you.
I'll telephone you, Mummy.
Is it a habit?
I'm sorry?
Well, looking nervously over your shoulder while you're eating.
Oh, I was wondering if they had a telephone here.
Busy lady.
I want to ring home.
Oh, you're bored.
Oh, no. No, really. Oh, this is a fabulous place. But I have to see if my mother's all right.
She's ill?
Just old.
You're the only girl? Yes. Always lived at home?
Well, there was nowhere else to live.
Lady, I offer you the world.
On a string?
No strings.
It's different for a man.
It's the most boring cliché of all.
Oh, no, be fair. I don't believe I'm timid, unadventurous, but you've got public opinion against you, the pressure of people. Now, if you, as a man, leave elderly parents, it's normal to be expected. You have to make a career. But if I, as a woman, cut loose, it's monstrous, satanic, I don't know what.
Ever think of doing it?
Cutting loose?
Well,
day after day after day.
Everything all right, sir?
Fine.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Your studio was very interesting.
Why?
Well, it's all new to me. That sort of place. And the girls. And the cameras.
And the girls.
Did I look shocked?
Stunned?
I'm sorry.
What for? You keep saying that, and it's maddening. What the devil are you sorry for?
I don't know.
Now, come on, come on. Are you sorry I telephoned? Sorry you met me? Sorry we're sitting here having a rather pricey dinner?
Oh, shut up.
She's got a temper, too. Drinking?
Yes.
I'll take your questions now.
What about?
La vie bohème? I'm sure you think of it as la vie bohème.
I don't.
Mummy does.
Oh, she's another generation.
Yeah, another world. For the record, my love, it's a bore.
Yes. You've lost your girlfriend, I remember.
Thanks.
Now, you told me. The first night. That was why you telephoned, the very first night.
I telephoned, dear, because I was smashed out of my mind.
She'll come back.
No, I hope not. Definition of a split second. Opening the door, seeing Katie, and shutting the door again. Bang, bang.
Have you had many... This sounds terribly rude. But sitting in your studio, I wondered... Well, I couldn't help wondering.
Go on.
No, I can't.
You are actually envious.
But of course I am. I've been living in the same house for 30 years.
If you had any notion how I envy you...
You've got everything.
I'm 40. What have I got, lady?
People around you, excitement, a career...
I take photographs. I am at the moment fashionable. Oh, this year's fine. But next year, sometime...
Well, people always want photographs.
Vanity's eternal. Let's have a nice bright smile.
Oh, you have a lot of fun. You must. Parties, travel, and girls.
Yeah, everybody thinks of me as flip side.
Oh, I expect it's hard work.
Yeah, it is. As long as I'm being funny, telling stories, giggle a minute, that's okay. Oh, I can chat about the birds and the business, and they fall about laughing. But starting anything that matters, and all the men close into little groups, ignore me, cut me out.
I know.
I've stood in pubs listening to them, trying to join in.
Oh, and nobody lets you. I found that.
Yeah, when the circle finally opens, they just want to laugh. I'm supposed to be a character, flash health, doing all the things they'd rather like to, but have too much sense, old man.
More wine, sir?
Oh, not for me.
No, come on. You don't have to be a lady tonight.
What's the time?
Oh, forget it.
No, I mustn't be too late. I told Mummy
I have news for you. You're a big girl now.
I must be home by 11. What time is it? Oh, no. No, please.
Oh. It's 10 to 12, if you insist.
Oh, no.
Hey, where are you going?
To telephone. It's past 3.
I couldn't sleep. Does he have trouble?
Yes.
sorry I messed things up for you.
It doesn't matter.
I can talk.
Yes.
Maternal wrath.
I never said thank you.
What for?
I had a lovely time, David. What are you laughing at?
I swear I have not been called David for the last 20 years.
Oh. Do you mind?
No, and don't say you're sorry or I'll scream.
That'll wake the neighbours.
And scare the pants off the operator. Hi, operator. Top of the morning to you.
It is.
Hey, say again?
It is. The top of the morning.
And a very cynical time of day altogether.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, a little. You?
Oh, I've got a weak head.
Gorgeous lady. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Rosemary, what's happening?
Did you hear?
She's woken up.
Have you gone into a Victorian faint? A swoon.
Rosemary.
A swoon.
Rosemary.
Darling.
Hello.
I'll ring you in the morning.
Merrigan Studios, good morning.
Oh, could I speak to Mr. Merrigan, please?
Who is it?
Miss Peters.
Well, I'm not sure. He's in the middle of a session.
Could you just tell him...
Oh, all right. Hang on, then.
Let him talk to me. Please. I don't want much. I just want to hear his voice. David, he'll answer. He must answer. Certain to answer.
Hello?
Yes.
And Mr. Merrigan will be with you in a minute.
Oh, thank you. Oh, David. I love you, David. David.
Finished with this phone box, miss?
No.
Don't be all day, will you?
I don't mind waiting. As long as in the end, he talks to me.
Hello.
David?
Oh, hello. Midnight lady.
Are you busy?
Yeah, I am a bit. The day's begun.
I love you.
Lower your head a bit, sweetie. Eyes up.
Right.
Give it a lot of sex.
Mm. Katie walks into the restaurant.
Oh, you girls get around. Hold it just there. Yeah, super.
Katie wasn't worried.
Hold it.
Katie said whoever it was, she didn't call it competition.
My lovely, let's get one thing quite clear. I was not having dinner with a neuter camel. Check.
Check. You are awful, Dave.
And you're pretty ropey yourself. Now, what's the matter with you this morning? Now, hold it there,
Dave,
you silly...
tell me one thing.
Now, what?
Why?
Me no understand. Now, take your foot back a little.
Katie said she was old.
What's old? I'm old. We're all dying by inches, my love. Didn't you know?
Oh, speak for yourself. Nobody in this game's over 30.
I am.
Oh, you. You're not any age.
Now, is that a compliment?
Yes.
I wonder... It could just mean that you don't belong anywhere.
A lovely floating character. But, Dave, please...
What?
Don't go outside our world. Please.
Why not?
I just don't think it's a good idea. For anybody.
Rosemary? Rosemary, what on earth are you doing?
Nothing.
That tinkling noise has been going on for hours. It's most disturbing.
I thought the telephone might be out of order.
Nobody's going to ring you in the middle of the night. Do you know what the time is?
Yes.
Now, I shan't be able to get back to sleep.
It's 2:30. But if time doesn't mean anything to you, you might just as easily ring at 3. 4:30. If he's drunk. Or if he's late home. Please, I'll do anything. Just let him ring. O'clock would be impossible for other people, but not for him. Because he's different. He could still ring. He could ring any minute now. My eyes. Straight away, the telephone will be ringing. You can't really not sleep all night. People tell you I never slept all night. But they did, really. You just think you haven't slept. It hasn't rung by 8 o'clock. I could ring him.
Miss Peters, you are half an hour late.
I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, dear. Can I get you an aspirin?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You said that was a nice book.
I'm sorry?
You said this was a nice book. It isn't.
But if you can give me some idea of what you want,
I want to know just how much of the ratepayers' money is being wasted on this filth.
I'll get you the latest P.G. Woodhouse.
No, thank you, no. I want to examine your shelves first. I want to make a list.
Havisham Public Library, can I help you? Miss Peters.
Is it for me?
Yes. Could you persuade your mother not to telephone during working hours?
Hello.
Rosemary?
Yes, Mummy.
I just wanted to know if you were all right, dear.
Yes, Mummy.
Well, you looked so odd when you left. You didn't eat your toast.
I wasn't hungry.
Will you be coming home soon?
Yes.
Don't shout at me, Rosemary.
But I always come home. Of course I'm coming home. Where else do you think I can go?
Well, never mind. I realize you're ill. You don't mean to be so unkind.
Mummy.
Miss? I found 6 more of them.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Good evening. 0648.
Is it the hospital?
No, it's for me.
But it's very inconsiderate at this time of the night.
David?
Oh, this is a quickie, my love. Oh, dead. How are you?
You didn't ring last night.
No, I thought I'd let you get some sleep for a change. I went to bed at 10. Miss me?
Yes.
I've let the devil have a day on vacation. Picture your wandering boy balanced on a tug halfway down the Thames.
I had a funny day, too. A woman came into the library.
Oh, there I was with a crowd of dollies hanging on to their miniskirts in a high wind. I fell about laughing. Oh, the proofs aren't bad. Lovely candid camera stuff. Wildly indecent. Well, the ones I print will be okay, but the ones I don't print are hysterical. I must show you sometime.
Yes.
Fabulous evening.
What?
With you. You've made such a difference to me, lady. Did you know?
David?
I'm finally growing up. I looked at the birds and was suddenly, oh, such a bore. Tell you something.
Well?
I'm changing. I decided that this is the year when I stop being an elderly juvenile delinquent.
David, I don't want you to change.
Oh, lady.
You made such a difference to me, too.
I never took myself seriously before. But it's the dollies. They give people the wrong impression. I could do anything with you. I'm in the big league now.
It's like a light going on.
Hey, say again.
When you telephone.
Oh, I'm exhausted. I must let you sleep. Darling, before I fold, party tomorrow night.
Oh, but David...
At the studio, any time after 8. And Rosie, for Pete's sake, don't dress up. Come in slacks or something.
What about Mummy?
Give her a sleeping tablet.
Who's going to be there?
Just me disreputable friends.
David, do you really want me?
More than anything, lady.
All right.
See you, my love.
Hey, look what just walked in.
Oh, that's the latest.
Oh, you've got to be joking. Looks like someone's made nose.
Shut up. Now, Rosie, this is Pat, Mandy,
hi.
Sue, you've met before.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm vaguely in charge of the booze. What can I poison you with?
Oh, gin or something.
Well, vodka, is that okay?
Thank you.
Have fun, darling.
David, now you see it, now you don't.
Oh, he's the bottom, isn't he?
Have you been running round with him long?
Sorry? Here's your drink.
Only we don't seem to have met, have we?
Are you in the rag trade?
I work in the public library.
Oh, well, that must be terribly interesting.
Is everybody here a model?
So they say.
Penny's gone back to that grotty little Argentine, did you hear?
Mm, but he poured water over at the Crested Club. She must have been mental.
Oh, were you there?
I heard about it from Ronnie Carter.
Well, he thought she was home unravelling his pullover, and she thought he'd gone to Birmingham on business, and then they both turned up at the Crested. It's very dodgy.
Yes. Is the Crested a nightclub?
Yeah.
I like the talk of the town.
Did you see Jean Spread in London, lady?
Oh, yeah, super. I think you lots are a rave.
Katie got a pair in grey denim. Oh, they look absolutely fab.
Who's Katie?
Have another drink.
Katie is Dave's ex.
Oh.
You must meet her. She's a dream.
She's gone to France.
Not to worry, darling. She'll be back.
It was vodka, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Who did you come with?
Nobody. I was invited by David.
Oh, he's on the booze again. Same old thing every time Katie goes away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've got to admit it. She's the only one who can handle him. Don't you agree?
Who?
Katie.
I haven't met Katie.
Not with Dave? Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, whoops, he's getting careful in his old age.
Oh, come and meet the rest of the gang.
Oh, there's Jimmy Argent.
Oh, that man with the beard.
Oh, that's great fun. I'll introduce you.
Yeah, leave me woman alone. Hey, come and make yourself useful in the kitchen, Rosie. What do you make of the mob? Aren't they ghastly?
David.
Yeah, I have to do this now, I guess. Good for the trade.
Tell me something.
Ice, lemon, tonic. What, my love?
What am I doing here?
Having fun?
I don't belong in your world.
I see.
Well, do I?
Well, it depends how you classify me.
Oh, well, you're gay and smart and...
Flip side.
Well, there's nothing wrong in this sort of life. I can't understand the gossip. I think the girls are very pretty. The one called Sue is kind. But what's it got to do with me?
Forgive. I thought you had to do with me.
Are you sure it wasn't a mistake?
On your part?
Do you know how old I am?
Younger than me, I'd guess.
That's not the point.
Then what is?
Did you notice the way those girls looked at me? They thought you'd gone raving mad.
I could have gone very sane.
David, please.
At dinner the other night, you sat opposite me, looking so calm and gentle. It was like coming home.
You're just tired of the racket.
Lady, I'm over 40. I'm entitled to be a little tired.
You should get to bed earlier.
Yeah, given the slightest opportunity, I will come here.
Oh, no. No, stop it. You're in the middle of a party.
Or be my guest.
Well, suppose they walk in.
The ceiling collapses, the kitchen goes up in flames, and the police arrive. So?
We shall get burnt.
To little ashes. Until then,
David,
I love you.
I'm so lost.
Oh, just ride with it, my sweet. Let it go.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the gorgeous part of it. Uncovenanted mercy.
What do you expect from this?
To be taken seriously.
Yes.
Is that so bad, then?
Look, I'm not holding you. Any time you're bored...
Oh, I shall chop your head off. That's understood.
You've done it before?
Oh, dozens of times. The cupboard is full of expendable ladies.
Instant women in tins.
Roses, actually.
I feel extraordinary.
Rosie.
I think I had too much to drink.
Join the club.
Seriously?
Very, very seriously. My serious lady.
Are you sure?
Of you.
that I'm the sort of person you want.
The only person.
How can you tell?
The lights go on, remember?
Oh, David. What's going to happen to me?
Does it matter?
No, David.
Welcome home.
Darling, Weirdie, somebody's mother's on the phone.
Oh, that's for me.
Oh, why the devil did you give her this number?
I had to.
And darling, don't look now. But a surprise packet has turned up in the hall.
Huh? Say again?
Katie.
I couldn't care less.
Mummy?
Will you be coming home soon, Rose?
Why?
It's getting late here.
All right.
Are you coming home now?
I shan't be long. I must go in half an hour.
Rosie.
Darling. David. Who's that girl in the doorway staring at you?
That's me ex-girlfriend. Satisfied?
Yes.
Hey, what are you looking so solemn about? You've got nothing to fear from any dolly bird.
Promise?
I promise, midnight lady.
Well, I don't call that competition.
American Studios, good morning.
Oh, could I speak to David, please?
Who is it?
Rosemary. We met at the party. I'm Rosemary Peters.
Oh, hi. Look, Dave's in a foul mood. Do you really want to speak to him?
Yes, please.
Okay, your problem.
Hello?
Yeah?
It's me.
Oh, hello, darling. Look, I'm madly busy. What do you want?
Oh, nothing. You didn't ring last night. I just wondered.
Oh, my love, last night was one of the... You know, I had visitors. It got a bit dicey. How are you?
All right.
Yeah, well, fine. Look, I must dash. Bye.
David?
Miss Peters?
I shan't be a moment.
Your mother's on the telephone again.
Rosemary?
Hello.
There doesn't seem to be anything for my lunch, dear.
I left a plate of cold meat in the fridge.
Oh, I see. Oh, just a minute, dear. There's somebody at the front door.
Hello? Hello?
Miss Peters, will you get off the phone as soon as possible? You are holding up library business.
Hello?
Please finish this conversation.
Hello? Mummy, something's gone
wrong. That is not a private lunch.
She went to answer the front door, and she hasn't come back. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't allow it.
You've rung off.
I have warned you on several occasions.
But she left me because there was somebody at the front door. I've got to find out what happened. Can't get through.
Well, you won't be able to if the telephone's off the hook.
Well, what am I going to do?
Get on with your work, I hope.
For heaven's sake, she's an old lady. She may have been attacked or fainted or...
Could I have some attention, miss?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, attacked at the Christie renewed for 2 weeks.
Thank you. All she said was, there's somebody at the front door.
Well, you'd better go home and find out.
Oh, do you mind if I do?
Yes. You're not going to be much use to us here in a state of nerves.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Mommy? Mommy? Mommy!
Oh, Rosemary, how nice you've come home early.
Are you all right?
Why, dear, shall we have a cup of tea?
I was speaking to you on the telephone.
Oh, good heavens, so you were. And I went to collect the laundry and quite forgot.
You left the telephone off the hook.
Oh, never mind, darling, I'll put it back again. It was that funny red-haired boy with the laundry and we had such a pleasant chat.
And I thought you...
What, dear?
It doesn't matter.
Well, where are you going?
Back to work,
there you are. Was it an accident?
No.
No, it never is. Oh, some man telephoned while you were out.
What?
I suggested it might be better to ring you at your private address.
Did you get his name?
It didn't seem to me to be important, is it?
Yes.
Oh, then I dare say he'll ring again, though not, I hope, here.
Oh, no. Oh, it's out of order.
Oh.
Butterfield, 4144.
You can dial that number, caller.
I can't.
Dial B-U-T and then the number required.
It's out of order.
Have you tried dialing?
Yes, and all I get is some awful noise.
Oh, just a moment, please. I'll have the number checked for you.
Thank you.
Butterfield, can you check 4144 for dialing tone, please?
Oh, it must have been David. It was David. I know it was David. He tried to ring back. He wanted to speak to me again.
Are you there, Carla?
Yes.
I'm afraid Butterfield 4144 is out of order. The fault has been reported.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's out of order. But if it's out of order, I can go round. It's perfectly ordinary to go round if the telephone is out of order. Mr. Fender?
Yes?
Would you do something for me, please?
Is this your mother again?
Well, I just wondered, could you possibly... Could you phone my mother and say I'll be late
home? Certainly. And where are you going?
He's not going to be in. Oh, please let him be in. I'll do anything if he just opens the door and smiles. Oh, he must be in. There's a light in the bedroom window.
Go away! Oh, damn, it's Rosemary.
David?
Yeah, hang on, I'll be right down.
Hello?
Hello.
Now, what's the idea?
Your telephone is out of order.
Oh, I see. What a bore.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm going mad, my love. I'll see you.
Yes.
Dave,
who is it? Oh, nobody.
David, why are you standing on the doorstep talking to yourself? Hi. I'm Katie.
Yes, I know.
Of course. You were at that dreary party we threw. I didn't get your name.
Rosemary Peters.
Are you coming in for a drink?
No, thank you.
Rosemary, I
just came to tell you your telephone isn't working.
I'll ring you.
I shall sleep. You don't not sleep. In the end, you sleep. Number three. Hello? Hello?
Is that Miss Peters?
Who's that? What do you want?
This is Matron speaking. I'm afraid your aunt has had a relapse during the night, Miss Peters. If you want to see her, could you get over here straight away?
Yes. Yes, of course. Thank you.
What's happening, Rosemary?
They were telephoning about Aunt Catherine. I've got to go out.
Oh, leave me alone in the house at this hour.
I'm sorry.
But I can't see any point. Catherine's been ill for weeks, and if it's the end...
I think it is.
But it's no point. I really feel the living should have a little consideration.
I shan't be long.
Will you telephone me from the hospital?
If you like, if I can.
Hello? Who is it? Hello? Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Mother? Rosemary, thank goodness you're back.
I was too late.
The telephone rang and there was nobody there.
Oh.
I was frightened.
I expect it was the wrong number.
Well, there it goes again. Aren't you going to answer it?
No. I don't think.
In tonight's presentation of Triangle with Bells by Sheila Hodgson, you heard Jill Fenson as Rosemary and Glyn Day as Dave, with Dacia Chalsty as Mrs. Peters and James Irwin as Mr. Fender. The model girls were played by Margaret Milner-Smythe, Lynetta Brown, Marilyn Stafford-Mayer, and Doreen Auerbach. Triangle with Bells was produced by Rolf Jacobs and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.